Museum District Station. Doors open left. Puertas se abren a la izquierda.
For me, innovation is always seeing what came before and building on it to constantly improve our society and humanity.
My class, whenever we did trips to the museums, and this one was always my favorite. I've always been more of a contemporary art, person. I love classical, but I don't know. The exhibitions they had really excited me, I feel.
Over here, it's a piece over here that's porcelain, but it looks like a sheet. You know, we think of porcelain as something we use to eat off of. This is something different that makes you want to look at it. It's normal, yet it's not. It's alien, yet it's familiar.
So I think that's why I wanted to work here. I was like, if I could be closer to the arts, I would definitely like it to be in this environment.
The CAM is, I think, as a museum, it gives Houston an opportunity to see things that they don't consider the norm. You know, you think of a regular museum, you think of movies, you see movies all your life as children, you see an oil painting, a statue. That's art. But this museum opens up the perspective to see all different forms of art.
I was really excited for this one because I'd actually studied Minter in school a few times. I mean, her name came up.
She came here before.
I like a lot of her photographic work the most, but that's just, I feel like I'm biased since I studied photo, but.
It pulls us away from the digital, I think, because we're used to seeing a picture as something that prints out and we put on our wall. But if you look at some of her work, her skill is so precise that it is a painting.
I didn't ever get to see her exhibitions in person, and I just really like the fact that she isn't afraid to kind of make work that's really in people's faces and maybe a little uncomfortable. It's always kind of the art that I was drawn to, so.
And you have to sit there and stare at that, amazed at her skill and that kind of atmosphere. She takes you away from that computerized world and say, no, humanity can still make beautiful things, but it just takes skill and time and patience.
It's really just experimental of the way that a woman can find beauty and like grittiness, I feel. It's something that we're not really shown in mainstream, society or what beautiful is. And that's kind of what I liked about it, was she adds like the grittiness to it.